Hi, this is Michael Senoff with Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. The title of this interview is called The 17 Days to a Younger You. It's an interview with Dr. Mike Moreno. Many people think they need to go all out in order to be healthy, but hiking up mountains or going to the gym 7 times a day isn't really necessary. The truth about good health is actually pretty simple. And according to famed physician Dr. Mike Moreno, being healthy boils down to 5 main factors of aging that affect the whole body. And in this audio interview, you'll hear all about those factors and how to use them to look and feel younger, happier, and healthier starting in just 17 days. You'll also hear what's the big deal about antioxidants anyway, exactly why you need them, and the best ways to get them. You'll hear 5 simple little changes you can make to your routine that could help keep your brain healthy, even as you enter old age. You'll hear the right way to strengthen your immune system and prevent colds and flus this season. You'll hear a 2-minute home assessment of your heart function without fancy expensive equipment or paying to see the doctor. You'll learn the single best thing you can do for your body. Changing this one thing could change your whole life. And you'll hear the straw breathing technique that helps focus muscles for improved lung capacity and why that's so important for your good health. You'll also learn a quick rundown of Dr. Mike's 4-cycle plan that will walk you through the steps of restoring, rebuilding, refining, and renewing a healthier young you in just 17 days. It seems like another report comes out every day telling us how unhealthy we've become as a society, even though there are so many advances in medicine designed to keep us alive longer. It doesn't have to be that way. According to Dr. Mike, medicine is complicated, but good health really isn't. It starts with a solid understanding of the basics and a simple plan for anti-aging. And in this audio interview, you'll hear how to achieve it starting in just 17 days. Now let's get going.
Hi, this is Chris Costello, and I've teamed up with Michael Senoff to bring you the world's best health-related interviews. So if you know anyone struggling with their weight, with cancer, diabetes, ADHD, autism, heart disease, or other health issues, send them over to Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. And today we are excited to be talking with Dr. Michael Moreno, better known as Dr. Mike, to talk about his new book, The 17-Day Plan to Stop Aging. Dr. Mike, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much. It's so great to be on the air, and I appreciate you chatting with me.
So your books are really inspirational, and one of the things that we found inspiring is, one, that you can really tell that you work with people and you help motivate them to do some of these things that can create great health. And they're also very well planned and simple. And I really enjoyed reading through them.
Well, thank you. I got to tell you, I think health can be a lot easier than we make it. And my strategy has always been with my patients to try to break things down. Medicine can be complicated. And yes, it takes several years to learn and understand the body. But when you break it down to general principles and make it to the point where anybody and everybody can understand it, it kind of just brings it down to a level where you're interested in it. And when things get too complicated, people lose interest. So I like to keep it simple. And I like to just take things back to a foundational health 101, as I call it.
You obviously walk the talk also from your photo. You're in great shape. You look very young, and that's just such a great thing to see. And one of the things, Dr. Mike, that you talk about, there are 5 factors that determine aging. And I'd love for you to share with our listeners what those are and what they can do to really slow down that aging process.
The 5 main factors of aging, I think it's important to point out that they affect all of our body. Every organ system can be affected by these 5 factors. I try to discuss them again, as we spoke about earlier, in a way that is really understandable and really hits the points home. The first one is inflammation. Contrary to what most people will think of inflammation, they think of arthritis. And they're absolutely right. Arthritis is a type of inflammation. But inflammation is really something that can go on in our entire body. It can not only cause arthritis, but can lead to heart problems and heart disease, diabetes, and even cancer. So it's a stiffness of the cells, and the stiffness of the cells leads to sort of inadequate function of the cells. And if you're talking about about joints, you think of arthritis. If you're talking about the brain, you think of dementia or memory issues. If you're talking about the heart, you think of heart disease. So inflammation is really a broad, broad term. The second is oxidative stress. Now, oxidative stress is something we hear about all the time, and you'll constantly hear people saying, make sure you're taking foods rich in antioxidant. And the question is, well, what does that mean? What does an antioxidant do? Well, it does exactly what it says, is it battles oxidative stress. An example of oxidation out in the real world is perhaps a piece of iron that rusts over time. And that rusting is a chemical process. It's a chemical process that takes place through molecules in the body that are unstable. They go around trying to get stable, and in the process of going around trying to get stable, they cause damage or oxidative stress to the tissues. And again, these tissues are everywhere in the body, and they can lead to stiffness, and they can lead to inadequate function. And again, whether we're talking about the heart or cancer, diabetes, Alzheimer's disease, or arthritis, oxidative stress is truly something that can affect us. The third is glycation. Now, glycation is very interesting because glycation really, simply put, has to do with a process in which our body integrates our diet in terms of sugar and protein molecules from the food that we eat. So we want sort of a nice balance of good carbs, and we want sort of a nice balance of appropriate amount of proteins and good proteins. And we want to stay away from the more harmful carbs. And you hear about refined sugars and white flour products and things like that. So glycation really refers to how your body integrates proteins and carbs and the balance of these two, so that we can prevent damage to the body. And again, as I said earlier, this damage can take place in the way of Alzheimer's disease and dementia. Cataract is a big one in terms of glycation, and even wrinkles. So it's not just about internally looking or feeling good, but it's about that outward appearance that we're all concerned about. The fourth one is methylation. And methylation, again, affects all of the body, all of the organs, because it has a play on the DNA. And the DNA is sort of our framework or our blueprint for every cell in the body. So if the DNA does not replicate appropriately, if the DNA does not function appropriately and divide appropriately, it can really damage all of the cells in the body. And proper methylation can be done through, again, basic things like foods. But again, the key is the methylation process, as it affects DNA, affects every organ in the body. And then lastly, immune impairment. And everybody's been told or asked, how can I make my immune system better? What can I do to strengthen my immune system so that I can improve my body and the way I feel and prevent colds and flus? And it turns out that immune impairment is a very, very big factor in the aging process. So we give you and we outline very simple things to improve your immunity, to kind of minimize those viruses and flus. We talk about the different types of immunity, the natural or the innate immunity. And these are things like, our eyes water when something gets in them? Or we sneeze when we're exposed to something? Our skin acts as a barrier in a natural innate immunity, cough reflex, all of these things. And then there's the more complicated immunity, which is the internal organs and how they function, the spleen, the bone marrow, the delicate lymphatic system throughout our body. So immune impairment is the fifth and extremely important part of the aging process.
And Dr. Mike, where can people find you? I know you've got a great website and they can find more information about your work.
Right. There's a great website, the17daydiet.com, which was launched a couple of years back with the initial book. And there are thousands of people who share their experiences, their successes, questions get answered about diet, recipes, a number of things. And also my website, which is drmikediet.com. And again, very similarly, sharing success stories, and I answer questions every day that people have about everyday health issues and things to make them healthier. So the two are very helpful, and there are links to both as well.
And so I want to ask you about the anti-aging essentials, and then I also would like you to talk a little bit about just what do people need to be eating. I mean, you know, the word is out that food does impact health, and if you want to have any kind of insurance policy, it's going to be through what you're eating. So first, let's touch on the anti-aging essentials that you have in the 17-day plan to stop aging.
Again, and we talked about this at the beginning of the discussion, it's about keeping it simple. We've gone through a lot of stuff in the last several years. So many people have, in terms of just the economy and jobs and losing homes and so many things, but the one thing we still have control over is our health. And when I think to myself, here we are looking at more pills available than we ever imagined, more studies, more blood tests, more imaging tests. I mean, we have so much technology as it applies to our health available to us. Yet every day on the news, we hear over and over that we're getting to be more and more unhealthy as a society. And those two things just don't make sense. And so I break it down to really being very, very basic about building, as I said, your base for anti-aging. The first is movement. And I choose the word movement over exercise because exercise to some people can be sort of an inapproachable term. And people think of exercise, they think, wow, you know, I have to go hiking or climb a mountain or go to a gym with a bunch of people. It doesn't have to be that. It can just be getting up and walking, moving, taking into account what I call NEAT, N-E-A-T, which are non-exercise activity thermogenesis, meaning I burn calories through not necessarily formal exercise, but just moving. You know, we're stuck at desks now emailing and texting. And, you know, we may want to get up and take a quick walk. You know, even a 2 or 3 minute walk or a 5 minute walk, anything you can do, find ways in your daily activities to move more. The second one is another real basic thing, and that is staying hydrated. We don't drink enough water. And we are constantly looking for a way to get more energy to get through our busy days. So we turn to caffeine or products that are sugar boosts. And all these things do is cause problems within our body. And with caffeine, can dehydrate us. And so I think trying to get 6 to 8 glasses of water in a day, try to stay ahead of that hydration curve and try to make sure you're getting 6 to 8 glasses of water a day. The third thing I talk about is just maintaining a healthy weight, and the 17-day diet really led people down that pathway. It's about a range, and there's no one weight for every height. It varies with men and women both, but that range is really where you want to try to stay, and, you know, we do that through simple activities and diet and movement and hydration. It's a big part of maintaining our weight range. The fourth is avoiding smoking. I'll be honest with you. I should say that this is number one. But I'll tell you, smoking is the single worst thing that people can do to their body. And if you are a smoker, I'm sensitive to the fact that it is difficult. It is one of these things that is so difficult to do, but less is better. So 1 or 2 less cigarettes a day can mean a big, big difference. And the more that you approach declining the amount of smoking that you do, the better. And it's the single best, most important thing anybody can do for their health if they are a smoker is to cut back. And the last is some basic supplements. And when I talk about supplements, I don't think of the hundreds and thousands of dollars that some people spend every year on supplements and these expensive things that you can buy on TV or online. I'm talking very basic supplements. I'm talking multivitamins. I'm talking inexpensive functional vitamins like A and C, vitamin D and E, amazingly helpful. But these are basic, inexpensive, and readily available supplements. But if you work on those 5 things, you're really, really establishing the sound sort of anti-aging base that you need.
For more interviews on health, mind, body, and spirit, go to Michael Senoff's hardtofindseminars.com. And Dr. Mike, one of the things you mention in the book that's pretty interesting is you have a lot of different tips. Tips for keeping your lungs healthy, obviously not smoking is a huge one, keeping your heart healthy, your brain healthy. I'd love if you can share some of those.
Starting just with the brain healthy thing, my mom, and it's very near and dear to me, my mother, who's 86 now, will be 87 in March. And physically speaking, she's been extremely healthy. She's always kind of maintained a healthy weight. She walks twice daily, and she's very active. She was a teacher for 40 years and enjoyed a fantastic life, raised 7 kids. Was always very busy and very active, but when retirement hit, she sort of fell into this rut of really not trying different things and really not expanding. So when you talk about tips for the brain, it's really trying to keep your brain exercised. And by that, I tell people, do things that you do daily differently. So if you go to the store every day, maybe take a different route when you drive to work or perhaps a volunteer or whatever it is you may be doing. Drive a different way. Eat different foods. Listen to different music. Try different hobbies. It's really a matter of exercising your brain and challenging your brain constantly. Other tips that I talk about in terms of breathing, I'm a big fan of getting those deep breathing, those diaphragmatic breathings. You'll hear singers or singing coaches talk to people to really work on expanding the lung. But expanding the lungs and stretching them and developing that improved lung capability through these things is increasingly just helpful. Straw breathing is one of the things I talk about, where you simply pinch your nose and keep your lips sealed around a straw and just breathe slowly through that straw, and just for a minute or so. But it really helps focus your breathing, your muscles, and all of the muscles involved in breathing. You know, simple things, old school things like jumping jacks and squat or simple push-ups if they're on your knees or on your toes, however it may be. Again, very simple things. The stretches, just like when you wake up in the morning, you know, and I'm 44 and I still crack and pop here and there. I wake up and I just sort of sit there and I rotate my ankles and I rotate my wrists and I just try to stretch. Simple basic stretches can go a long way. So the book's packed with all kinds of very simple things that people can do to help sort of nurture a lot of the organ systems.
Dr. Mike, I love the way you say 44 like you're really old.
No, you know, I just turned 44, and it's kind of funny. In the book, I was looking at it, and when the book was being finalized, it says at 43, but I turned 44 last week, so I guess there's that inaccuracy in the book.
There you go. You're still acclimating to the change.
I want to hold my own with any 20-year-old, and I think I can, just as I see so many of my patients in their 70s and 80s that can hold their own against 30 and 40-year-olds, and it's all about how we take care of ourselves.
You've got some good healthy heart facts. What do people need to be focusing on besides, obviously, the food issue?
Heart disease, it's a killer. It really is, and it causes so many problems. I mean, tens of thousands of people die of heart attacks every day. So watching the sodium foods we talk a little bit about, you know, when you talk about knowing your heart rate, being able to check your pulse, which is really simple. You know, you don't have to go to a doctor to get a lot of this information. They make a lot of little machines nowadays that you can check your blood pressure and heart, but knowing where that is, being able to do simple exercises that can sort of measure how your heart rate is functioning and where it's functioning at what level. One of the things we talk about is knowing what your maximum heart rate should be. And that's simply done by taking the number 220 and subtracting your age. It's a very sort of basic way of doing it. For moderate intensity activity, you want to get your target rate to be about 60 to 80% of that maximum. So it's just basic things, learning how to assess your heart function through simple things like that. And again, you mentioned diet, and diet, when you talk about the amount of sodium that we take in and things like that, are extremely important. But I'll tell you, just getting that circulation going is so, so critical. I mean, the blood supply getting to organs and delivering oxygen is really what improves the function of organs. And, you know, when we talk about sexual health even, and for men, erectile dysfunction for the last several years has been a big thing. Most people turn to pills for this. Listen, it doesn't have to be about that. And you end up taking a pill that may cause headaches and congestion and make you feel worse. It's really about exercising, getting that circulation moving in a natural way, and just being active. Hydration, again, has a lot to do with the whole cardiovascular nutrition. So stay active and move and follow some of these simple tips as far as getting your circulation going and knowing your heart and your heart rate, and they can go a long, long way.
And Dr. Mike, I want you at least just to touch on, it's the four-cycle plan, and you really spell that out nicely for people.
So the four-cycle plan, it kind of falls on the heels of the four-cycle plan for the 17-day diet, but this four-cycle plan is restore, rebuild, refine, and renew. And the restore, which is cycle one, and again, 17-day cycle, focuses on restoring the health of what I think are the principal organs, those being the brain and the lungs and the heart. And it focuses on those systems to sort of reestablish that foundational sort of healthy baseline. Cycle two focuses on the digestive system, your immune system, the musculoskeletal system, so the bones and muscles, and the endocrine system, which has to do with our hormones and the delicate impact that the hormones has on all of these systems. These I consider sort of secondary systems, in that you need that first part to be functioning well, or at least restored, so that you can rebuild upon it. And then the third cycle is what I call refine. And Refine talks about the reproductive and urinary systems for both men and women, you know, feeling energetic and feeling sexy still, regardless of how old we are. And as we get older, it's a time to continue to feel as good as we did when we were in our 20s. We talk a lot about urinary incontinence, which is an issue for both men and women. We talk about prostate health for men. We talk a lot about women in menopause and the problems that they can encounter. And again, the focus is through natural efforts. It's not about taking pills. It's not about doing anything other than some nutritional tips, some exercise tips, and some very basic supplements. And then finally, the Renew cycle, which is cycle 4, sort of makes you aware, and we all know, and studies show that people who live longer and healthier tend to be happier. They're people who have positive attitudes. They're people who take into account the elements of sort of the harmony of the physical with the mental and the physical health with our lifestyle and how we approach our lives in terms of being positive. I love that idea of doing a good deed and, you know, just being aware of our environment as it pays a toll, you know, laughing, talking, having that companionship, whether it's from a friend or even a pet. These things are really important, and it's all about maintaining the spirituality along with physical health. But the balance between the four cycles is quite amazing. And again, 17 days out of your life is a really small amount of time to pay. And when you consider a lifetime, I think most people would be willing to invest 17 days.
Yeah, and the good thing about that is you can start the 17 days over and over.
We don't all do everything right all the time. And, you know, I write these books and I've been practicing for 15 years. And listen, I still mess up from time to time. And it's not a matter of that you have to be perfect because no one's perfect. It's a matter of knowing that when you fall off the wagon, how to get back on. And I really feel that both the 17-day diet and this current book show you ways to get back on track for the entire body. And in 17 days, to feel better about yourself. And the nice thing also about the book is the tests. I mean, we have to, and we all want to know a way to sort of prove to us or show us that, yeah, you know, this does work. And so there are 10 to 14 question tests that pertain to each organ system. And as you do these tests, you can score them and then simply follow the 17-day plan. And then I invite people to take the test again. And 100% of the time, you will see improvement if you follow the steps.
Find a support group. Look on Facebook. Find somebody in your neighborhood, you know, friends.
Absolutely. It's a great point. I'm glad you brought that up. And, you know, it makes it easier. And I tell people to make a date with somebody to go out and exercise. Make a date to go for a walk, you know, put it on your calendar. A lot of people just say, yeah, I'm going to get to it. And, you know, most of the times when you say that, we have such busy lives, we oftentimes don't. So put it on your calendar, make a date, and reach out to other people. We all need to help each other in improving our health. And I think we can all make some big, big strides in just a short time.
Dr. Mike, I want to tell people one more time where they can find you. You've got some great information, and you can tell on your website and any other contact info. That'd be super.
The programs have two websites, the 17daydiet.com as well as drmikediet.com. Both of those have links to each other. It's just basically a community of people, as you just mentioned, people out there who struggle with the same issues and success stories and questions. I get on my blog every day and I answer a lot of questions that people may have, and we just need to help each other. So the book's available everywhere on Amazon, and again, obviously through the website, there are links to get to the book purchasing. And I want to thank you again, and I appreciate the time.
That's the end of our interview, and I hope you've enjoyed it. For more great health-related interviews, go to Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com.